RhythmCore was originally called Rhythm Method. It was Richie on drums, Greg on guitar, and then Mike Persh started singing vocals because Shoemaker kind of got booted unceremoniously out of the Plugs. And I wasn't the best bass player, so Davey Holmbo came in. We had another guitar player called Bobby Schultz, and the band kind of took off because at that point I knew everybody in Detroit. So we opened for The Jam, we opened for The Clash, we opened for Missing Persons, as I mentioned. We were in Billy Idol and the Go-Go's. We went up to Charlevoix and played up at that place up in Charlevoix. And we were getting, you know, quite a buzz on us and signed a record deal with a local label. We put out two EPs. And then at that point, I kind of bailed and got the job at 91X. I had to leave Detroit at one point. And I got the job at 91X because I could not keep, you know, I kept getting fired from, you know, I was working at LBS for a while, then I got a job at Wheels, and then got the job at DTX, and then got fired from there, so I needed to find a new job, so I left. And RhythmCore eventually moved to LA, got signed to a bigger label, did some good tours. They still play every once in a while in Detroit, but the Plugs was the impetus of that, and it was Jeff Shoemaker who basically still plays today. I've seen pictures of him recently. He was in a band with a bunch of guys with they were going to be called the Domes because all of them were bald except for Jeff, and they play a bunch of 60s covers and Mutants songs and stuff like that. They just played some Polish Seed League or whatever the name of the club was down in Hamtramck someplace. But the Plug started before I got into it, and then I was asked to join the band by Greg, because I had a bass and because I could roughly play in those times. But yeah, that was the whole Plugs thing. It was ex-camp friends.